Welcome to the LifeSpring Family Bible, episode number 70. I'm Steve Webb, your host. Today we'll be ending the book of Acts, and we'll be starting the Old Testament book of Numbers. So, let's begin. Acts chapter 28. Once we were safely on shore, we learned that we were on the island of Malta. The people of the island were very kind to us. It was cold and rainy, so they built a fire on the shore to welcome us. As Paul gathered an armload of sticks and was laying them on the fire, a poisonous snake, driven out by the heat, bit him on the hand. The people of the island saw it hanging from his hand and said to each other, "A murderer, no doubt. Though he escaped the sea, justice will not permit him to live." But Paul shook off the snake into the fire and was unharmed. The people waited for him to swell up or suddenly drop dead. But when they had waited a long time and saw that he wasn't harmed, they changed their minds and decided he was a god. Near the shore where we landed was an estate belonging to Publius, the chief official of the island. He welcomed us and treated us kindly for 3 days. As it happened, Publius's father was ill with fever and dysentery. Paul went in and prayed for him, and laying his hands on him, he healed him. Then all the other sick people on the island came and were healed. As a result, we were showered with honors, and when the time came to sail, people supplied us with everything we would need for the trip. It was 3 months after the shipwreck that we set sail on another ship that had wintered at the island, an Alexandrian ship with the twin gods as its figurehead. Our first stop was Syracuse, where we stayed 3 days. From there we sailed across to Rhegium. A day later, a south wind began blowing, so the following day we sailed up the coast to Puteoli. There we found some believers who invited us to spend a week with them. And so we came to Rome. The brothers and sisters in Rome had heard we were coming, and they came to meet us at the Forum on the Appian Way. Others joined us at the Three Taverns. When Paul saw them, he was encouraged and thanked God. When we arrived in Rome, Paul was permitted to have his own private lodging, though he was guarded by a soldier. 3 days after Paul's arrival, he called together the local Jewish leaders. He said to them, "Brothers, I was arrested in Jerusalem and handed over to the Roman government, even though I had done nothing against our people or the customs of our ancestors. The Romans tried me and wanted to release me because they found no cause for the death sentence. But when the Jewish leaders protested the decision, I felt it necessary to appeal to Caesar, even though I had no desire to press charges against my own people. I asked you to come here today so we could get acquainted and so I could explain to you that I am bound with this chain because I believe that the hope of Israel, the Messiah, has already come." They replied, "We have had no letters from Judea or reports against you from anyone who's come here. But we want to hear what you believe, for the only thing we know about this movement is that it is denounced everywhere." So a time was set, and on that day a large number of people came to Paul's lodging. He explained and testified about the kingdom of God and tried to persuade them about Jesus from the scriptures. Using the law of Moses and the books of the prophets, he spoke to them from morning until evening. Some were persuaded by the things he said, but others did not believe. After they had argued back and forth among themselves, they left with this final word from Paul: "The Holy Spirit was right when it said to your ancestors, through Isaiah the prophet, 'Go and say to this people, when you hear what I say, you will not understand. When you see what I do, you will not comprehend. For the hearts of these people are hardened, and their ears cannot hear. And they have closed their eyes, so their eyes cannot see. And their ears cannot hear, and their hearts cannot understand, and they cannot turn to me and let me heal them. So I want you to know that this salvation from God has also been offered to the Gentiles, and they will accept it." For the next 2 years, Paul lived in Rome at his own expense. He welcomed all who visited him, boldly proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ, and no one tried to stop him. Thus ends the reading of the Acts of the Apostles. And now let's begin the Old Testament book of Numbers. We'll be starting at the first chapter. Numbers chapter 1. A year after Israel's departure from Egypt, the Lord spoke to Moses in the tabernacle in the wilderness of Sinai. On the first day of the second month of that year, he said, "From the whole community of Israel, record the names of all the warriors by their clans and families. List all the men 20 years old or older who are able to go to war. You and Aaron must register the troops, and you will be assisted by one family leader from each tribe. These are the tribes and the names of the leaders who will assist you. From the tribe of Reuben, the leader will be Elizur, son of Shedeur. From the tribe of Simeon, the leader will be Shelumiel, son of Zurishaddai. From Judah, Nashon, son of Amminadab. Issachar, Nathanael, son of Zuar. Zebulun, Eliab, son of Helon. Ephraim, son of Joseph, Elishama, son of Ammihud. Manasseh, son of Joseph, Gamaliel, son of Pedazur. From the tribe of Benjamin, Abidan, son of Gideoni. From Dan, Ahizur, son of Amishaddai. From Asher, Pagiel, son of Okran. From Gad, Eliasaph, son of Duel. From Naphtali, Ehira, son of Enan. These are the chosen leaders of the community, the leaders of their ancestral tribes, the heads of the clans of Israel." So Moses and Aaron called together these chosen leaders, and they assembled the whole community of Israel on that very day. All the people were registered according to their ancestry by their clans and families. The men of Israel who were 20 years old or older were listed one by one, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. So Moses recorded their names in the wilderness of Sinai. This is the number of men 20 years old or older who were able to go to war, as their names were listed in the records of their clans and families. From the tribe of Reuben, Jacob's oldest son, there were 46,500. From Simeon, 59,300. From Gad, 45,650. From Judah, 74,600. From Issachar, 54,400. From Zebulun, 57,400. From Ephraim, son of Joseph, 40,500. From Manasseh, son of Joseph, 32,200. From Benjamin, 35,400. From Dan, 62,700. From Asher, 41,500. From Naphtali, 53,400. These were the men registered by Moses and Aaron and the 12 leaders of Israel, all listed according to their ancestral descent. They were registered by families, all the men of Israel who were 20 years old or older and able to go to war. The total number was 603,550. But this total did not include the Levites, for the Lord had said to Moses, "Do not include the tribe of Levi in the registration. Do not count them with the rest of the Israelites. Put the Levites in charge of the tabernacle of the covenant, along with all its furnishings and equipment. They must carry the tabernacle and all its furnishings as you travel, and they must take care of it and camp around it. Whenever it is time for the tabernacle to move, the Levites will take it down, and when it is time to stop, they will set it up again. But any unauthorized person who goes too near the tabernacle must be put to death. Each tribe of Israel will camp in a designated area with its own family banner. But the Levites will camp around the tabernacle of the covenant to protect the community of Israel from the Lord's anger. The Levites are responsible to stand guard around the tabernacle." So the Israelites did everything just as the Lord had commanded Moses. And so today we had the ending of the book of Acts and the beginning of the book of Numbers. As you heard, the total population of men able to go to war with Israel was a large number, 603,550. If we include females and children, the possible population was, according to my basic calculations, was about 2 million. So that's a lot of people wandering around the desert. Well, come on back tomorrow and we'll continue in the book of Numbers. Thanks for joining me today. My name is Steve Webb. God bless you. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.